Watch, U2's Bono leads Vegas concert crowd in Alexei Navalny chant. By Paul Bois on February 19, 2024. U2 frontman Bono led the crowd in a chant of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's name in the wake of his untimely death in a remote Arctic penal colony. Bono set his sights on Russian dictator Vladimir Putin, charging that he will steamroll Ukraine and then move on to a NATO country like Poland, which could potentially launch World War III. Next week it'll be 2 years since Putin invaded and tried to destroy the hard-won freedoms of Ukraine, Bono said. Next it'll be Poland. Next it'll be Lithuania, East Germany, who knows where this man will or won't go. To these people, freedom is not just a word in a song. For these people, freedom is the most important word in the world, so important that Ukrainians are fighting and dying for it, he added. And it's so important that Alexei Navalny chose to give his up. Bono then said that since Putin would never say Navalny's name, he asked the crowd to say it with him. Apparently Putin would never, ever say his name. So I thought tonight, the people who believe in freedom must say his name. Not just remember it, but say it, Bono said. As Breitbart News reported, Navalny, Putin's chief critic and opposition leader in Russia, died while in prison under questionable conditions. Anti-corruption campaigner and opposition party leader Alexei Navalny, who had previously survived a poisoning attempt by the infamous Russian nerve agent Novichok in 2020 and who has spent years in prison, has died, Russia says. A press release from a Russian state media outlet states President Putin has been informed of the death, which is said to have happened today. At the time of his death, Navalny was serving a 19-year prison sentence at an Arctic penal colony. Navalny had been branded a terrorist and extremist by the Russian government and convicted of several crimes, which he maintained were hollow and politically motivated. Several mourners of Navalny were later arrested while paying tribute to Navalny in Russia. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.